And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas has fired freed two American hostages being held in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for in this conflict. We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages held in Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Judith Ranan from the Chicago area and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie are safe and with Israeli authorities. Blinken, President Biden met a few days ago with families of some of the hostages.
No family anywhere should have to experience this torture.
Blinken says the work is far from over.
There are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for.
Blinken says it's important to keep the vision alive, that people can live and work together in that region. He calls the alternative stark: Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran.
It's destruction, it's death, it's terrorism, it's darkness.
President Biden says work continues around the clock to free the hostages. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In a State Department briefing, spokesman Matthew Miller was asked about the Catholic patriarch for Jerusalem, who is offering himself as hostage for Hamas.
The now two-week-long war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza and 20 months of Russia's invasion on Ukraine.
Hamas should just release the innocent civilians that it's holding. There shouldn't, that it's not necessary to have any further negotiations. These are in many cases children, in some cases babies, and that Hamas just ought to release them.
Hamas said that did release them for humanitarian reasons in an agreement with the Qatari government. This is VOA News. The third time was not the charm for Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, hoping to become House Speaker. Shortly after he failed to achieve 217 votes for victory Friday, Republicans booted him from further consideration. More from VOA Steve Herman.
Three more Republicans voted against Jordan in the third round than in the second, prompting the acting Speaker, Patrick McHenry, to announce he has no one yet to pass the gavel.
No person having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast by surname, a Speaker has not been elected. Pursuant to Clause 12A of Rule 1, the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
The House has been paralyzed for more than 2 weeks since eight Republicans joined with Democrats in a historic vote to remove California Republican Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump has been fined $5,000 after his disparaging social media post about a key court staffer in his New York civil fraud trial lingered on his campaign website for weeks after the judge ordered it deleted. The judge avoided holding Trump contempt, but reserved the right to do so and possibly even put him in jail. Nigerians remember those killed or detained in the 2020 protests against police brutality.
Many Nigerians are remembering the victims of the historic protests in 2020 against police brutality, with Amnesty International reporting that at least 15 of the protesters are still being detained and tortured. A group held a rally in Lagos to commemorate the third anniversary of the protests, while many online spoke about continuing abuses by the police. The protesters still detained are held illegally in prisons in Lagos, the rights group said Friday, as it listed all their names. Issa Sanusi, director of Amnesty International Nigeria, said an investigation by the group showed the, quote, Nigerian authorities' utter disdain for human rights. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The White House on Friday released a sweeping set of proposals that support Israel and Ukraine in the midst of two wars, as well as investing more in domestic defense manufacturing, humanitarian assistance, and managing the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The total cost of the supplemental funding request was pegged at just over $105 billion U.S. dollars. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.